And it's now time for another public poetry announcement with current state producer Joe Lindstroth and Stephanie Glazier, the acting director of MSU's Center for Poetry.
The Forgotten Dialect of the Heart by Jack Gilbert. How astonishing it is that language can almost mean, and frightening that it does not quite. Love, we say. God, we say. Rome and Machico, we write, and the words get it all wrong. We say bread, and it means according to which nation. French has no word for home, and we have no word for strict pleasure. A people in northern India is dying out because their ancient tongue has no word for endearment. I dream of lost vocabularies that might express some of what we no longer can. Maybe the Etruscan texts would finally explain why the couples on their tombs are smiling, and maybe not. When the thousands of mysterious Sumerian tablets were translated, they seemed to be business records. But what of their poems or psalms? My joy is the same as 12 Ethiopian goats standing silent in the morning light. O Lord, thou art slabs of salt and ingots of copper, as grand as ripe barley lithe under the wind's labor. Her breasts are 6 white oxen loaded with bolts of long-fibered Egyptian cotton. My love is 100 pitchers of honey. Shiploads of thuya are what my body wants to say to your body. Giraffes are this desire in the dark. Perhaps the spiral Minoan script is not language, but a map. What we feel most has no name, but amber, archers, cinnamon, horses, and birds.
That was The Forgotten Dialect of the Heart by Jack Gilbert. A lot of specific detail in this poem.
Absolutely.
Ingots of copper, slabs of salt. He gets even more specific with time periods and places, Etruscan texts, Rome, Minoan scripts, Egyptian cotton.
Ostensibly, he's giving us a little tour around the world of different kinds of beauty. If you know something about Jack Gilbert, you know that he lived in Greece for a little while. He's lived in fabulous places, the most beautiful places in the world. So this is also, while it's absolutely a universal poem, it's kind of a history for him of the things that have affected him most as meaning and beautiful.
For you, Stephanie, what questions does this poem pose?
For me, this poem asks about the power of language, and it kind of tests the limits of what it can do and what it can't. I think what Jack Gilbert is doing here is asserting beauty as meaning. So he's not saying, you know, this long-fibered Egyptian cotton was beautiful. He's calling them breasts. He's saying that Sumerian tablets could actually be the most meaningful thing, you know, that we'll never have access to. It's a fabulously imaginative poem, but it's so rooted in concrete things that we actually see all the time. Honey, we see honey all the time. And he's saying to us, these things can be meaning in our lives if we allow them to. The Forgotten Dialect of the Heart is the title of this poem. It's forgotten, right? It's a way that we can live and speak with each other, right? In this kind of meaning, dwelling in this kind of beauty. But we forgot it. He's also saying in this title that it's a dialect of the heart, which is to say it's as natural and innate to us as our own heartbeat is. We've let ourselves forget, and I think he's trying to remind us.
And what speaks to me is the limitation of language.
Absolutely.
And to create these metaphors that are so direct, mm-hmm. basically saying love equals pitchers of honey.
Yeah. My love is.
It is. It's equating the two.
Yeah.
And that's what it is for him.
Absolutely.
That's how he would describe it, within the limitations of language.
Absolutely. He's saying, look what I can do, right, with this tool that is language that I have. And also he's calling attention to what we can't do with language, right? People in India are dying out because they have no word for endearment. And then we end the poem, we leave the poem with what we feel most has no name, but amber, archers, cinnamon, horses, and birds. He's saying, don't try to describe things.
Forget
experience
angry,
them.
Frustration.
Yeah.
Happiness, all of those, but instead experience life.
Yeah.
And what that might equate to, those right. feelings.
Right.
You know, I've always been personally fascinated with the limits of language as someone who travels. And there was a novel that was really influential to me mm-hmm. back in college, William Faulkner's As I Lay Dying. And being the bit of a geek that I am, I wrote down a quote from the book, and I folded it up and kept it in my wallet for probably about 8 or 9 years.
That's actually. So great. What is it?
He had a word, too. Love, he called it. But I had been used to words for a long time. I knew that that word was like the others, just a shape to fill a lack. That when the right time came, you wouldn't need a word for that any more than for pride or fear. William Faulkner. I think he's getting at a lot of the same things that Jack Gilbert is getting at here.
Absolutely. What is ineffable? What can't we tell each other? And what can we? And what Jack Gilbert is saying is, let's see. Let's try.
Let's try. And I think in the context that Faulkner is saying is this limitation causes misunderstanding and discomfort and all the other things in life, disconnection. And language is supposed to bridge that gap, but when language itself is the problem, is the limitation,
sure.
then what are you left with? Perhaps a beautiful poem.
Well said.
I'm Joe Lindstroth, the producer of Current State, with another public poetry announcement brought to you by the Center for Poetry at Michigan State University's Residential College in Arts and Humanities. Thank you, Stephanie Glazier, for sharing Jack Gilbert's beautiful poem with us today.
You're more than welcome.
What is this thing called love? This funny thing called love. Just who can solve its mystery?